Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you preparing your heart for Thanksgiving? Are you thankful? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. Today, wherever you may be, may you start preparing your heart for Thanksgiving. Have you made a list of all the things you are thankful for this year? Give thanks to your Lord God daily for loving you and your family more than you can ever imagine. Thank your Lord daily for dying on the cross for your salvation and for your relationship with Him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, we read, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I know that this may be a different Thanksgiving for you and your family, but remember the reason we celebrate Thanksgiving. This week, may you thank the Lord for all that He has done for you and your loved ones. May I take you to a story in Luke chapter 17, verse 11, where it reads, "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' When he saw them, he said, 'Go show yourself to the priest.' And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, 'Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?' Then he said to him, 'Rise and go. Your faith has made you well.'" May this story give us warning and remind us that we must thank our Lord Jesus Christ for all that He does for us every day. Thank your Lord today for God's love and for all His spiritual blessings that He gives His children and your family. Thanksgiving is a special day of your family getting together, eating, playing football, or different games that have been traditions for years. Please pray this week that many prodigal fathers and mothers who have not seen their children recently will make a big effort to see their children. May we all pray Malachi chapter 4, verse 6, "He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers." Never forget all the scripture, promises, dreams, and visions that you have had about your marriage being restored. Believe in what your Lord has said to you, always remembering in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, "For nothing is impossible with God." Is your heart overflowing with thankfulness to your Lord? I know mine is, as I can remember how the Lord has touched our family so many times, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. This week, we will be blessed to celebrate Thanksgiving together as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.